Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to the channel. This is about the murder of Anne Widdecombe, because the news broke on Thursday that she had died at the age of 78, and there was no word about the cause of death. And I'd assumed as one who was 78 and had always been overweight, it was a heart attack, a stroke, something like that. She might have had a long-term cancer she'd chosen not to disclose. Okay, that was it. But the next day, Friday, the police released a statement. Devon Cornwall Police said that it was murder, and more things come out. They arrested a suspect very quickly, the 26-year-old. They were keen to say he's a white Britisher. Now, why? Is it because they say, well, if we don't, they might think he's an ethnic minority people person, and we want hostility towards whites and towards Britons and towards males and so on. I mean, well, there's no need to say the race or the nationality is there. Likewise, if it's a non-white person or non-British person, do we even need to say it's a male? But, all right. The 26-year-old has since been released without charge. So that doesn't necessarily mean the police have eliminated him from their inquiries. There might just not be sufficient reason to hold him because, of course, charge are released within 24 hours. But, I mean, initially, I think they're now saying that they no longer think he's part of the investigation. They could be lying. All right. So she failed to show up on Wednesday for some television interview. I think it was an online thing, which was completely out of character without telling anybody else. And then so people were worried about that. They came to her house Thursday morning, found her dead. And surprisingly, that was released within hours to the media, because normally they have 24 hours chance to contact the family, so they hear it from whoever the police, rather than hearing it through the media. Because I know someone, when this wasn't done in Cork, and she was driving home, listening to the radio, announcing someone had died, and it was her brother had died, and that's how she found out about it. But, you know, Anne Widdecombe's brother, he died like 10 years ago. Her mother died more like 20 years ago. I mean, maybe she's got nieces and nephews and so on. But they released very soon that that she had died, but no word about the cause of death. Friday, that it's believed to be murder and so on. So believe that she was murdered on Wednesday, roughly 12 noon. I mean, obviously, when they sign a death certificate, doctors can estimate how long someone's been dead. I don't know how they do that. All right. Goodness. So there we are, having sustained some very heavy injuries at home. So goodness, how shocking. Now, there's CCTV around there. We'll have seen someone going in there, presumably a white man and stuff like that. She was very well regarded in that village that she lived in rural Devon, that she retired to. So she was a tireless media campaigner. So often she was on Question Time and things like that, as well as a star turn at Strictly Come Dancing. And as a sort of 68-year-old, short, heavily overweight woman who was not known to be pulchritudinous, it was a eccentric a choice. And then some other former politicians came out. So yeah, she lived near Dartmoor National Park, and tributes have flowed in for her from all walks of life, which is not saying everyone liked her. She had contentious views. There are people who detested her. She was a hate figure to the left. Many people thought she was homophobic and things like that. Now, for her fearless and tireless defence of children in utero, she's got my highest possible respect. But I don't think people can come that far anymore. One of the ways in which she wasn't entirely predictable is that she was against hunting with hounds, which is a very eccentric position for a conservative. Anything else about her? I noticed the other conservative politician who was murdered several years ago, David Ames, he also voted to outlaw hunting with hounds. And they were the only two conservative MPs in the late 90s who voted to criminalize people for hunting with hounds. So, wow, make that of that what you will. I mean, I think it's just coincidence. What's the motive? You think it's surely not sexual. Okay, there are some people that perverted to be attracted to someone like her. Was it just financial? Someone broke in there to rob her. She resisted, raised the alarm, beat to death. Obviously, people, it could be someone who's a left-winger who murdered her for political reasons. The police say they don't think it's anything to do with politics. It might not be. And by the way, if it is a leftist, I'm not trying to tie them all the same brush. I'm not saying that the left in general is directly or even indirectly guilty of this, but Europhiles or anything like that. I mean, I noticed how the murder of Joe Cox was ruthlessly exploited by Euro fanatics. Okay, not all Euro skeptics are like that. It could be someone who's mentally ill. because psychiatric cases, they develop these dangerous fixations with celebrities. And she was, you know, no longer in frontline politics, but a bit of a celeb as well. Or I'm some sort of personal grudge, I don't know. So the sequence of events which raised the alarm was, 5 minutes past eight Wednesday morning, she was supposed to appear on Talk TV, I think from home, not going into the studio, and didn't call in, didn't phone to say, sorry, cancelling, I'm ill or something like that. And that was not like her. So she, 8:05 she did. Then there was meant to be another message. Your message received at 19:12 from Channel 5, trying to agree for her to do a video statement of an upcoming programme. The police, for some reason, believe that her assailant killed her about 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon. Okay, and then there was a callback at 12:48 from Channel 5. And Anne Widdecombe did not respond, and that wasn't like her. So the last time we know she was alive was 12:19. The time she failed to respond was 12:48. So sometime between those, that 30-minute window, 29-minute window, more precise, is presumably when she was killed. And so she hadn't shown up after almost 24 hours. Devon and Cornwall police broke down the door. They're wasting doing this, finding her dead. Obviously, they can't certify her dead. Have to call ambulance service, and that's what she was already dead when they got there. So that's it. That Hayter Vale, ironically named Haytor, as it is in a hate crime. I'm not sure. There we go. So yes, she was a gentle person who campaigned for life, but she got murdered. How monstrous! Now I don't agree with her on everything. A burglary gone wrong. Yeah, it might be something as prosaic as that. Because obviously she was a wealthy woman. She'd had a good salary as an MP, a lot of media earnings, and she never had any children. So that's why she was obviously fairly well off. Goodness. So shocking and monstrous. Well, if anybody knows anything, please do what you can. Tell Devon and Cornwall police and let's find the murderer and put him, possibly her, behind bars. So that's it. Requiescat in pace, Anne Widdecombe. As she, was someone who was full of energy. I remember her speaking, her shrill, warbling, disagreeable voice. Remember her addressing in about 1999, 2000, the Oxford Union Society, sort of a lunchtime meeting, and a couple hundred people were there. Some people I know were members of the Labour Party, but they nevertheless came and listened to her respectfully. And she said, if you need to go, just go. So, yeah, she was a formidable presence, a conviction politician, who, had she been willing to trim, be dishonest, and abandon righteousness, would have got rather farther. Further, a bit of a dinosaur, I suppose, as well, maybe even reactionary, but, didn't really go completely by the catechism, which would be against capital punishment. And she argued for the reintroduction of the death penalty. Well, she didn't get to see her dream fulfilled. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callahan at 79gmail.com. Goodbye.